You spoke a little earlier of frightening.
When there's no panya, how should it be frightened or understand?
Well, I understood you to say that when panya understands a reality as completely it's gone, it arises, it's gone, then there is a frightening aspect to it.
When it's frightening, it's not panya. That moment is not panya. Comparing moment without panya and moment with panya, they are different. Because talking about darkness is so frightening, right? Nothing at all, just darkness. And that is the idea of I am in such darkness. So very frightening. But when it's panya right there, it's so real and so true because there is no one. Only the reality which is experiencing something there, depending on the object. So it's time for piti, not for dosa, see?
It's not possible that dosa would follow that moment of panya.
No expectation at all. But panya is keen enough to know everything as it is. Otherwise, how can one say that panya is so keen if cannot know such akusala moment?
And that would be very highly developed, like into one of the jnanas? Like
usually people think about the eons in the future, but not a moment now of understanding reality. This is going to be built up little by little, and by then one is there already. By understanding, not by wanting or not knowing anything at all. Just try the other way to have it. And that is not the way at all. It's the lopa way. Okay. The way to keep on living in samsara from here to there, past life to present life to future life. Unknown life.
What was that?
The future is unknown, but there must be life as long as there is not enough understanding to get away from circle of birth and death.
Well, I'm still confused about sanya though, because I don't know what characteristics.
Okay, do you remember Kunmev now?
Yes.
That is sanya. Enough?
Right.
Do you have to think too much about it? Or at the moment of knowing or remembering? Okay.
That just seems a conventional.
You mean
idea.
That you don't remember her?
No, I do remember her.
And there's a moment, like when we go back to the sutta of the coin and the money, there has to be one moment for each of those people at the very before they start, the little boy starts to think or the money changer starts to think. There's one moment where this sanya is doing its job,
right.
its function.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And then after that, it's
thinking.
It's the thinking. So.
And does the child grow?
Okay.
Or always be the child
and become a money lender. Thinks differently. Yeah.
Well, does it?
That's why sanya is sanya.
Yeah, I was thinking it.
Better than thinking just, about
I
the child.
I look at Lodewijk. I see him walking. It's sanya.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you see things moving, it's sanya.
Even not moving arises with each moment.
But through eyes you can never see anything moving.
I can understand the role of sanya at that level. It's at the other level of its role in the arising of awareness and that sort of thing.
So one realizes that there is awareness by what? If there is no sanya.
It has to be sanya.
See?
Yeah. And also one realizes there is no awareness.
By sanya. Yeah.
I see. So every time one realizes there's no awareness, that's sanya.
Sanya arises with each moment.
That's sanya being helpful, playing a role.
Remembering akusala?
Realizing no awareness can be kusala.
Knowing is kusala.
Knowing is kusala. It's like a reminder. And if we talk about remembering, we can also talk about being reminded. That can be.
Yeah.
And Lodewijk finds that Sanya is such a help to understand how anatta it is, because sometimes you don't want to remember certain things and they still come back and you can't control it, yes, beyond control. And he finds especially Sanya such a helpful reminder.
Yeah. When we are plagued with thoughts about things in the past that we'd rather not think about.
Yeah. And why do we remember this event especially and
that's
not
right.
another event? It is very strange.
Plays over and over and over.
Yeah, and it can keep on coming back and worrying us.
Right.
And we don't like it.
Why is that? Because there are events that plague you and you want to get rid of them, but they do.
They do.
Even in dreaming.
You can dream these events.
But when it's not panya, it does know that it is anatta. See? Mm-hmm.
No, by thinking about it.
Just don't want to have it.
Just don't want to have it.
Yeah. Instead of understanding how it comes by conditions.
But we are more inclined to think than to be aware or to have direct understanding of it. We always think about Dhamma.
And Panya can see the difference between thinking and experiencing an object.
Yeah.
Through the sense doors.
The thinking can be wholesome thinking nonetheless, Nima, so...
And clinging can cling to wholesome thinking.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. And the importance of self,
yeah,
who thinks. That you find it so important.
Yes.
And
yes,
that is always a point conceived.